We've got Ewan Keller with us now, who works for TWI Limited, studying what makes things sticky. But today he's going to tell us a bit about geckos. Why are you talking about geckos?
Geckos are nature's best exponents of stickiness. An awful lot of insects especially show how you can stick to things, flies walking around on ceilings and up glass panels, and also various plants also use stickiness to catch their prey, like sundew in the bogs. But geckos do it in a completely different way. Their stickiness is what's called dry adhesion, so they leave no mark after they've gone. So they're not using any sticky compound like the glue you would have used in the classroom. Now, geckos are also pretty cool because they're really cute and they run around. They don't have any eyelids, so they tend to just lick their eyes when they need them cleaned, which is quite fun to look at. But what really sets them apart is the fact that they can literally walk up walls. They are nature's Spider-Men, if we're going to use the Superman analogy that's already been used. Probably a lot better than Spider-Man, actually. Geckos have been around for a very long time, over 100 million years, and we actually know that they could walk up things 100 million years ago because they've actually found some fossilized in amber, and they can actually see they're on their feet. They still have the same structures, the same type of skin that allows them to do this. But basically, until about 2002, nobody really fully understood how this happened. So what we're now talking about are geckos harnessing the laws of physics. So they're actually got a really good scientific head on to actually capture and use the forces of nature at the smallest level, at what we call the nano level. If you take a millimeter, divide it by 1,000, you get a micron. You divide that by 1,000 again, you get a nanometer. So we're working at a very, very, very fine level. And what they found when they looked at the gecko feet under the microscope, was the electron microscope, they found that on the feet were tiny hairs. And these hairs, which are called setae, whilst these were little hair-like structures, on the ends of these little hair-like structures, there were even smaller hairs. And these smaller hairs are called spatulae. And basically, if we try and get some idea of scale, if you take a setae, you can get 14,000 of them on 1 square millimetre. And on top of each of these setae, you can get about 500 spatulae on top of that. So you can imagine it's basically a column with tiny little hairs on, which have got even finer hairs on. And these tiny little hairs use a force called van der Waals forces, which are all around us. And in fact, we use them and we experience them in terms of friction, amongst other things, when you want to hang on to something. But what this allows a gecko to do is it allows these tiny hairs to get very close to the surface of glass or the ceiling or a tree or a leaf. And the natural forces, this natural harnessing of physics, actually enables them to stick. Now, they don't actually need to stick very significantly because most geckos are quite light, about 20 grams actually, a lot of them. But if you could harness every single one of these spatulae, one gecko with all his fingers and all his toes could actually take a weight of 133 kilograms. That's two human beings.
So could you hang off a gecko?
If a gecko was properly attached, yes. But I don't think they'd thank you for it.
Now, you've been talking about how the geckos can produce these amazing forces, but we've got a demo here that's going to show everyone how powerful friction can be. So what have we got here?
What we've got here are two books, which you imagine the open ends facing one another, where each page is interleaved with the other to actually then give a really large surface area of the paper in contact with the other book to enable the maximum amount of friction to occur.
So the two books, it goes page from book one, page from book two, page from book one, page from book two, all the way through. So they're touching over 200 odd pages. Who thinks they're quite strong? Okay, what's your name?
Gavin.
And your name?
Davin.
Gavin and Davin. Okay, fantastic. Now what we're going to do is we're going to have a little tug of war between you two. So if you stand facing each other and one of you is going to hold on to the spine of this book and the other one's going to hold on to the spine of the other book, and then when I say go, I want you to pull. Okay, ready? 1, 2, 3, go! You didn't look like you've made any difference to that book. Were you pulling as hard as you could?
Yes. I think it might be just glued.
You think it might be glued? He doesn't believe me. Okay, now George is having a go. It's really, really difficult. And that is the same idea as the geckos.
It's in principle, yes. It's about getting literally the atoms of the surface close together between one surface and the next that allows this special attraction called van der Waals forces to actually work. And it's so pervasive with a gecko that all a gecko needs to do is he just sort of stops and he can hang on for hours.
So he's not using his muscles to hold onto the wall?
Not at all. But one question that no one's asked is how then do they unstick? Which I suppose I better explain, because basically, you know, I call these tiny, tiny hairs spatulae. So it's like a spatula in cooking, a bit like a wooden spoon with a big flat end. And that's the structure of these tiny little features, is they've got this little angled foot. And basically what it means is when the gecko actually climbs, it cools down a little bit and it sticks. And then when it wants to move on, it lifts and peels them off. And it can peel it off with virtually no force.
So I just saw Georgia just checking that I hadn't glued it and unpeeling each layer of the book. And it does. It just unpeels very, very easily. And you can see that it's not glued. And that's the same thing that the gecko's doing again.
Yeah, absolutely.
Ewan Keller, thank you very much. Time to hear from our judges now. Who's got a comment or a question for Ewan?
Well, firstly, do the geckos have to be alive for it to work?
The phenomena works with the geckos being well and truly dead, as well as being alive, though they can't obviously move their feet themselves.
I'm wondering, can I strap some geckos together and make gecko gloves and climb up buildings?
Right. Well, again, this is virtually a reality now. They already are starting to show synthetic versions of this, where a man has been demonstrated to climbing up a glass wall. It was only a year or so ago. So the world of Spider-Man is going to become a reality.
It's incredible that geckos can do this, but I've done some work in the tropics. I've definitely seen a gecko fall off the ceiling. So if they're so strong, how can they fall off?
Well, I guess, like anything, there's always clumsy geckos out there. If it's a very, very wet surface, then the adhesion will drop off. So it could be that it was just a very, very wet area.
Does it share this sticky thing ability with a tree frog?
It's just true to say that there are some other reptiles and maybe some amphibians who have a similar property. It's predominantly the geckos, but it isn't unique to geckos. There are some other lizards that would do it.
If our judges are ready, can we have your scores, please?
7.
Big fan of the geckos. I'm going to go with an 8.
A 7.
And one final round of applause for Ewan Keller. You're listening to The Naked Scientist with me, Ginny Smith, where we're holding a competition to crown the most amazing animal.